Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brittany Bowman with you. In studio, I have Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson and also the Assistant Director of EMS, Josh Gehring. And I did remember what I was going to ask you before we went to break, Ben. But before that, let's take this phone call. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
All right. I'll make it quick. I'm not certain that I'll be able to attend one of the community sessions for input on the hiring of the police chief, but I feel like it's time for us to get somebody from the outside. I think our current police chief has been there for quite a few years, and we've had several incidents where former police officers have brought issue against the department. I don't know for sure the outcome of a prior one a couple years ago, but anyway, that's my input, and I think it's time for somebody from the outside to take a fresh look at our community and all the issues that a police department's faced with nowadays. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very much. That's a good point.
Thanks so much for that call. A new voice. New voice calling in. Appreciate that. 75-537-1350 is the number to call. We have about 9 minutes left in the program. And going back to what I remembered finally during the break that I was going to ask you about before I had a brain freeze at the end of the last segment, when it comes to this process of searching for a new RCPD director, Ben, it is kind of a different sort of situation and search process here in Riley County than in other places, because most of the time you have a county sheriff in most departments, which is an elected position. This is a director position that's appointed by law board. That is kind of a different process in a lot of different ways. I'm sure that maybe you weren't too used to coming in, that probably a lot of folks just aren't very familiar with, because again, we seems like we're spending half our time usually correcting people that's not a sheriff, it's a director, but it is a different process.
Right, with the consolidated law enforcement in the county where it's, the director is over the county and the city of Manhattan and the other cities in the county. It is a little different than a city police chief, different from a sheriff. If we have any applicants with experience both as an elected sheriff and as a city appointed police chief, that'll look great on an application. But of course we won't rule out other people with only experience in one or the other. Probably wouldn't even necessarily rule out someone that has just been a supervisor, like a captain or assistant director in our department or another. It'll depend on their other qualifications and strengths. And there's a lot to consider in the selection process, but that would be one.
And with this process, I'm just curious as far as how Riley County and the law board has kind of modeled this process and search process. I imagine it was kind of difficult at first just to find something that's kind of comparable. It's like, well, this county did it this way, but there's so few consolidated law enforcement centers. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it was kind of a challenge to figure out what is the protocol on finding a new director.
We kind of looked at the previous two times we hired a director here, and based on those and continued discussion, we decided it would be best to just get a consultant and just move forward with the process we have.
So is this the first time with a consultant being involved in the process then, to your knowledge?
Of the past two times, one time we had a consultant and one time we didn't. And we decided it would be best to go ahead and have one this time because we want to make sure we have a good candidate. And we figure that will help with being able to locate quality candidates.
Brady Bowman here with Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson, who you just heard speaking here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. We also have in studio Josh Gehring, the Assistant Director of EMS. Again, we do accept some phone calls, 75-537-1350. And Ben, you wanted to talk about real quick, we do have primary elections coming up on August 7th. If you want to remind folks on some protocol on that and to be aware of that and how they can go about voting in Riley County.
Yes. Just the regular primary election coming up, and of course, early voting and voting by mail can occur during the 3 weeks prior. Registering to vote if you have not registered to vote before, will end 3 weeks before the elections. We can start with early voting. I guess I'll also mention early voting is always a great option to avoid lines at the polls. It helps the county save money, helps other people get through line faster on voting day, the more people advance vote. And starting this year, you can register for permanent advance voting by mail, or anyone can. In the past, you had to have a disability pretty much, or to be homebound to be able to have, that's an oversimplification, but to have the permanent mail ballot status where the county clerk would always send you a ballot to fill out. Now anyone can vote that way. To sign up to always get a mail ballot and not have to sign up for it individually each election.
And one other thing, Ben, unless you had something else on the elections real quick, you only have 5 months left in your term. We only have 5 months left in 2018, which is just crazy to me. But what are some focuses you have for these final 5 months of your term?
I've kind of come down to two focuses that I want to prioritize during the rest of this year. One is our zoning regulation rewrite. It's been a long process that has been ongoing at staff level for the past year or two to sort through our zoning regulations, make them more user-friendly to use, and also consider whether any of them need to be changed. I'm hoping and going to be pushing for those to get up to the commission so we can make some progress on those before my term ends. And then also, our county fleet. I want to do some more research and discussions with staff and then the commission about fleet replacement timelines. We've talked about this a little bit before, especially a couple months ago before the budget. We had a staff meeting to talk about it, and then during budget season that kind of went into sleeper status. The basic idea is trying to come up with a formula and process for knowing when to replace vehicles, because it's easy to say, well, we need to replace it because it's getting old and high maintenance costs, or to say, well, we shouldn't buy a new expensive vehicle because it costs too much. But I want to actually, by looking at previous vehicle maintenance costs on our vehicles and looking at depreciation, you look at price to buy new and cost of insurance, things like that, to actually create a formula to say, okay, what saves the most money in the long run? Is it a 20-year replacement plan where we run our vehicles into the ground, or is it a 1 or 2 year replacement plan where we buy with a discount through state purchasing cooperative, and then we turn around and sell it while it still has a lot of value the next year? And or is it somewhere in between where we had a break-even point between what saves us the most money in the long run to have? So want to look into that some more and maybe come up with some processes and plans, policies for the county on that before my term ends.
Very good. And Assistant Director of UMS, Josh Gearing, just real quick, just got the maybe about 30, 60 seconds left. Might be a good time to tell people to drink water this week, right?
Yeah, keep drink you guys a little less busy, safe. It's getting a little hot out there. Wear your seatbelts. All that good stuff.
That's right. That's right. Keep these guys a little... You're busy enough.
Sure, sure.
Stay hydrated.
But if you need us, call us. We're always happy to help.
Very good. Very good. Anything else, Ben? Last word?
Not really. Thanks for hosting us again. And yeah, always appreciate having the opportunity to get out to the public about county issues.
Yep, always appreciate you guys being able to come on. That was Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson, also Josh Gearing, Assistant Director of Riley County EMS. Thanks so much. If you miss any of today's show, it'll be online on demand at newsradiokman.com just a little bit later this afternoon. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We'll see you again right here on these airwaves tomorrow.
Might add that voter registration for the primary ends a week from today, on the 17th.
Tick, tick.
Yeah, so if you have not yet registered to vote for the primary, You got a week to do so. News Radio KMAN tomorrow on In Focus. We'll have folks from our Pottawatomie County Schools, Wamego and Rock Creek. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and the game. It's Tyler Dreiling's last week. Interesting stuff right there. It's 10 a.m. at KMAN. CBS News with an update from Thailand is next.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan, KMAN, Manhattan. This is CBS News.